This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sunday edition. We're here live, and of course, we'll take your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM with you in studio tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, Johnny Ray, you wanted to talk about the new libertarian mayor of Johannesburg, South Africa.
Or incredible story.
Johannesburg, perhaps. We'll get into that when we get the chance. Also, Daryl, last night you had a story we didn't get a chance to get to about India. So we're kind of doing some international news here tonight. In India, there's a mandatory, I guess, new law?
Technically, it's not a law per se.
Kind of like an executive order, isn't it?
No, but it will have the force of law. It came down from India's Supreme Court, where they have ordered movie theaters to play the national anthem before each screening, asserting that doing so would instill a sense of committed patriotism and nationalism in people in India. In an interim order, and this story comes from the New York Times, in an interim order, the bench said that the anthem must be accompanied by the image of the flag and that all present in the hall must stand while it is played. The order has the following quote: "Be it stated, the time has come. The citizens of the country realize that they live in a nation and are duty-bound to show respect to the national anthem." It goes on to say that the Constitution does not allow any different notion or the perception of individual rights. Citing the Prevention of Insults to National Honor
Act. It doesn't allow the notion or the perception of individual rights.
Yes.
Wow.
And I got the full ruling up, and I'll read some excerpts of that. But they cited the Prevention of Insults to National Honor Act of 1971, and the order further held that theater exits should be shut while the anthem is played to avoid disrespectful milling about.
Well, let's say.
So that nobody can enter or exit
right
during the playing of the national anthem.
I think it's a sign. I have a message for the Indian Supreme Court. It's a sign that your government is not worthy of respect when you have laws that
mandatory
force people
patriotism.
To respect it.
Yeah, this is basically mandatory patriotism, and they decreed the following things. There shall be no commercial exploitation to give financial advantage or any kind of benefit to elaborate the national anthem should not be utilized by which the person involved with it, either directly or indirectly, shall have any commercial benefit or any other benefit.
Reminds me of the NFL situation, right, Daryl? What was happening there? With the flyovers and so forth?
Oh, where the U.S. military pays the NFL millions of dollars every year to basically put on these presentations of...
Really?
Have the military stretch out this flag that's the size of the field, and we'll have military flyover.
Yeah, it was a bit of a... Because it wasn't sold that way. It was just a patriotic gesture by our military, and when it came to light that there were payments
were
involved, it was a bit of a
it.
Scandal.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. I'd never heard about that one. Is that old news, or did that just happen?
That came out... The
18
news,
months, I would say.
Yeah, the news that they were paying came out, I would say, within the last year to year and a half.
And presumably they still are. It's just now everybody knows it.
And now people know it.
Okay.
Yeah. B. Item number B, or letter B. There shall be no, or shall not be, dramatization of the national anthem. And it should not be included as a part of a variety show. It is because when the national anthem is sung or played, it is imperative on the part of everyone present to show due respect and honor To think of a dramatized exhibition of the national anthem is absolutely inconceivable.
There are probably people in the United States who would agree with these rules. Yeah.
I don't know. If you took out the singing of the national anthem from various movies where they do... Remember the Christmas Vacation, and it's that time of year where everybody's going to watch that National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Where, you know, there's like fireworks going off and the old senile grandma walks outside and starts singing the national anthem, and it was a very humorous part of the movie.
That's commercializing it and would be making...
Well, that's a dramatization of it. And it does not give it the due respect and honor. But people love it because it's kind of funny and, you know, kind of America all at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, when I was 18, I would have, you know, nodded sagely and said, you know, this is good. You got to respect the country. And I loved the flag. I still love it in a certain sense. But I've grown up since then. I'm not 18 anymore. And,
right.
And
so
I
you're
love
saying that when
things,
you were 18,
I love people.
You're saying you, when you were 18-year-old Johnny Ray, you would have agreed with the India rules about the anthem?
I think so. And maybe I would have tried to introduce a little nuance of my own into it, but I would have thought it was sensible.
I also see this, and maybe this is my own interpretation of what they're decreeing here, but under letter A, to where it says that the anthem should not be utilized in a manner that someone would have either commercial benefit or any other benefit. Think of all of the musicians who wind up getting their career elevated a little bit because they get to sing the national anthem before a football game or baseball game.
Sure.
So that's a benefit. So in India, do they allow people to sing the national anthem before a sporting event,
or is it
only at the cinema? And it seems like this is only at the cinema.
Well, I don't know. Is somebody expected to lead it at the cinema, or is it just something that people are expected to
it's
do?
It's put up on the screen.
Okay, right. Well, so that'd be different than at a sporting event where there's someone who's, at least in America, typically leading
it.
Presumably because they don't believe in individuality, they probably wouldn't have someone lead it,
right.
But they may still mandate it.
Letter C, national anthem, or part of it, shall not be printed on any object and also never be displayed in such a manner at such place which may be disrespectful to its status and tantamount to disrespect. It is because when the national anthem is sung, the concept of protocol associated with it in its inherent roots in national identity, national integrity, and constitutional patriotism. Letter D, all cinema halls in India shall play the national anthem before the feature film starts, and all present in the hall are obliged to stand up to show respect to the national anthem.
Obliged. If you don't, there will be some sort of punishment.
Yes, and there's, in the article from New York Times, talks about somebody that did get some punishment for not standing.
They're going to put some sort of state agent in all the cinemas, or random cinemas, just to make sure everybody's standing up.
He was disabled, and I think he was beaten up by onlookers.
Prior to the national anthem is played or sung in the cinema hall on the screen, the entry and exit doors shall remain closed so that no one can create any kind of disturbance which will amount to disrespect to the national anthem. After the national anthem is played or sung, the doors can be open. Letter F, when the national anthem shall be played in the cinema halls, it shall be with the national flag on the screen. The abridged version of the national anthem may be made by anyone for whatever reason, shall not be played or displayed.
So the full version.
And how do you think people in the U.S. would respond if they had to play the full version of the Star Spangled Banner that has like five
multiple verses?
They'd
probably get a little bored.
Yeah.
After a while.
Theaters will have 10 days to comply from the date of the ruling that came down on Wednesday. So we're already like 3 days into this, so they've got about another week to comply. The decision comes in a season of swelling nationalist pride in India. In late September, the Indian Army broke precedent and announced for the first time its troops had crossed into Pakistani-controlled Kashmir and destroyed terrorist bases there in retaliation for an attack by militants on an Indian army base. the moon.
Well, now I want to know. Hold on. We'll continue this here in a moment. Now I want to know, what does it say? What is the English translation of the Indian National Anthem? I'm going to see if I can dig that up here.
I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah, toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and share your thoughts on mandatory patriotism. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, Sunday edition of the program. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And you can Skype in and join us at username LRN.FM. More coming up about India's mandatory patriotism, mandatory singing of their national anthem. We have pulled up the lyrics to that national anthem to give you some idea of what they're saying. We'll give you those here in a moment. And, Daryl, there's more to the story that yes. you're sharing with us. Also, Daryl, you were part of the free Rossathon today, which I believe is actually still going on for the remainder of this hour.
Going on until 10 p.m. Eastern.
For some reason, I thought it was 8. So, going pretty late. Competing with us, but that's okay because we really like...
Well, they also started at 2 o'clock, so yep. they've been going for over 5 hours.
Yep, and you appeared earlier today along with dozens of people who support Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road. If you want to go and check that out, you can go to freeross.org. And I presume they're archiving it so people who couldn't watch live will likely be able to watch
it's
later.
It's streaming on YouTube, I believe, which means that there should be the archive there. There's also, I believe, going to be an archive on the Let's Talk Bitcoin network.
So, that's cool. And freeross.org to go and check more out about that.
And they are trying to, with this free Rossathon, they're trying to raise $14,000.
They're up to over $6,000 so far.
At the time that I was on an hour ago, they were at $9,300.
That's pretty good.
So that's okay. Over 9,000. I just asked Tatiana Moroz, who's helping, if she had an updated figure. She's not yet gotten back to me on that.
Maybe we'll find out closer to the end of the show.
But, again, an hour ago they were 9,300. I'm guessing they're pushing 10,000 right now. I would love to see them get 18,000.
Yeah, that would definitely cover the printing cost. The
$14,000 is $14,000.
Right. So anyway, many of the very same speakers from the Free Rossathon today are also going to be in an Acapulco coming up in February. February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. It's the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. And it's held annually. This is the third annual in Acapulco. In Acapulco, Mexico, where they bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. They'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You won't want to miss it, so go to anarchapulco.com to get your tickets and to learn more, get the full list of speakers, which include our very own Stephanie Murphy, Derek J. Freeman, and many more. February 25th through the 28th, go to anarchapulco.com to get your tickets.
Ian, I read the other day that Ross Ulbricht's team discovered a third rogue agent. Did you guys talk about
that? That's correct. We did talk about that. At this point, unknown federal agent who was referring to himself as Al Capone, I believe it was.
No, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, I apologize.
And not wonderful. He had
a couple different handles.
Yeah, and he was Albert Pacino, Al Pacino, and then that other one. What did you say? Not wonderful?
Not wonderful. And he was offering to sell
information, insider info
for Bitcoin.
Information about whatever investigation was going on. And apparently Ross Ulbricht or whoever was Dread Pirate Roberts at the time on this underground drug marketplace known as the Silk Road was indeed paying this person off $500 per week, I believe it was.
Incredible.
So very, very interesting. And we'll continue to update you on that case as it develops. And Ross's mother, Lynn, is also going to be one of the speakers at Anarchapulco, again, February 25th through the 28th. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. More about India's mandatory national anthem coming up here in moments.
At the cinema.
And I suspect elsewhere as well, right? Not just the cinema.
The ruling only mentions the cinema.
Interesting. Let's go to Kyle. He's in Guam. Good morning, Kyle. You're on Free Talk Live.
Morning, guys. I just read a story, and I shared it on the Amplifier page, that the Dakota Access Pipeline is getting rerouted officially.
Really?
Yeah, it just came out about 15, 30 minutes ago.
Tell me more about that. So are they rerouting it around whatever the current plan is into some area that people are going to be okay with? Or are they just going to, the protesters just going to go show up at the new location?
Yeah, no. All I heard was that they are not going to go through where they're going, that it will be rerouted, and then that now they have to do those environmental impact surveys on, like for other alternate routes. So there's no secondary route set yet, but, at least it's not going through where it
Standing Rock. Isn't that where it was?
Yeah.
Standing Rock?
Yes. And I remember when I saw the map of where this pipeline is going, I was like, why are they doing this route when they could just go north of the river altogether? But, you know, for some reason they decided to come south and then go across by the Sioux Reservation. They could have just avoided the river completely. But for some reason didn't. I did pull up a story from CNN. The Army Corps of Engineers will not approve an easement that would allow the proposed Dakota Access Pipeline to cross under Lake Owyhee in North Dakota. That according to the Army's Assistant Secretary for Civil Works earlier today. Jo Ellen Darcy said she based her decision on a need to explore alternate routes for the pipeline crossing.
All right. Well, I guess that's good news. I mean, I've heard a lot of controversy over this. Some people are saying that, and I didn't look closely into it, but that the government was just trying to put this through on some sort of non-private land or whatever, and that, you know, there wasn't eminent domain going on here. Others have said that there was in the past.
All right. So you could claim there was no eminent domain because the federal government stole the land from the Sioux tribe in 1851. And what they're building the pipeline through is that land that was taken from the Sioux in 1851.
Gotcha.
Through an illegal treaty that the U.S. government has violated numerous times.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I've not done the deep research.
So it's public land, quote unquote, public land that should not be public land.
Got it.
I know that on Tom Woods' podcast, he had a guest who was from South Dakota and talking about the issue, and he said that there had been eminent domain executed in some form or fashion on the current project, but I don't know exactly how.
Right. Outside of this, you know, like 2 mile area that we're talking about where the protesters are.
Okay.
That land was eminent domain back in 1851. Through basically an illegal treaty that the U.S. federal government has violated numerous times since they signed the treaty.
Oh, just like you said before.
Yeah.
Kyle, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, well, I'm just glad to hear that the federal government can be beat by something like protest. You know, it's good for the natives, I think. And I think what also helped out a lot was the thousands of veterans that showed up.
Yes,
you know,
really. Like, the veterans. Veterans standing for Standing Rock that started arriving on Friday to volunteer to be human shields between the protesters and the police.
That's pretty impressive. I hadn't even heard about that. Kyle, thanks for the call all the way from Guam. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. More about mandatory patriotism in India. But could that come here to the United States under a Trump administration?
Possibly.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. That is the point, generally, of Free Talk Live. And I always appreciate our listeners calling in about stuff because, honestly, I don't keep up with all the news. I really have not done a very good job at following the pipeline situation at all. I would hear, essentially, headlines and really not look any further into it. So I'm glad that other people out there were doing it. And
well, if you listen to the FPP radio news every day, then
you'd get updates.
Would get some updates, because that's one of the things that I have been covering over the last couple of months.
And that is how I've heard some of the updates. And how would people hear FPP radio news, Daryl?
Go to fppradio.com.
And you can download it via podcast or just episode after episode,
yep.
Direct link.
Yeah, there's news.fppradio.com is the URL that I have set for the RSS just for the newscast. There are other podcasts that I do, but if you just want the daily news, news.fppradio.com.
Also, if you want a really great pillow, probably the best one you've ever used, check out mypillow.com and use code FTL. You'll get MyPillow. Well, not the one I'm using, but that's the brand name, MyPillow. You've got one as well, Daryl.
Yes.
We've been using it for several months, and they've been fantastic. You get one at half off or two for the price of one when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at mypillow.com. Unlike a regular pillow that collects all kinds of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can actually wash my pillow in your washer, dry it in your dryer. It is designed for that, and it's guaranteed to last 10 years. It's got a 10-year warranty on it, plus, most importantly, a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, if you, for whatever reason, don't think it's the best pillow you've used, then you can send it back. You don't have to pay to ship it back, but they will then send you your money back on what to pay to purchase the pillow. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get the special offer. As we continue here, you may take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the national anthem from the country of India, where apparently they are against individualism. Like, there's actually a statement in their, was it their constitution? What were you reading?
I was reading the court ruling.
Court ruling. And it basically said that, this is their national anthem, by the way.
And they do cite part of the Indian constitution, Article 51A, fundamental duties. It shall be the duty of every citizen of India to abide by the constitution and respect its ideals and institutions, the national flag, and the national anthem. The story from the New York Times says that the Indian Constitution also does not allow any different notion or perception of individual rights.
That's just shocking. I mean, to hear something like that, I guess they're probably
stated so openly and brazenly.
They're probably not the only country that thinks that way, but
probably not.
Yes.
There's probably something in the North Korean Constitution about that as well.
Right.
Although the North Korean Constitution also recognizes the freedom to travel and the right to privacy and several other things that the U.S. Constitution doesn't recognize.
Jana Gana Mana is the name. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but that's what it looks like. That's the name of their national anthem. In this version, we're a minute and a half in, and it's all instrumental thus far.
It's supposed to be 52 seconds long.
Oh, there's some lyrics.
Properly.
There's the singing going on in the background there. So let me do the translation for you here. The wording of the national anthem in India is, "Thou art the ruler of the minds of all people, dispenser of India's destiny. Thy name rouses the hearts of the Punjab, Sindh, Gujarat, and Maratha, of the Dravid and Orissa and Bengal. It echoes in the hills of Vindhyas and Himalayas, mingles in the music of Jamuna and the Ganges, and is chanted by the waves of the Indian Sea. The pray for the blessings, and sing by the praise, the savings of all people waits in thy hand, thou dispenser of India's destiny. Victory, victory, victory to thee." So that is what they are now mandating be sung in front of every theatrical presentation, every movie.
At the cinema, right, yes.
Right, every movie that is shown in the whole country of India.
Yes.
Everyone is obligated, was what they said, obligated to actually stand up.
Obliged to stand and show respect.
Hey, give me the first line again, Ian.
Thou art
the best part. Thou art the ruler of
the minds of all people. It sounds, the presuming is talking about, is it talking about God or the country?
The country, as my assumption.
Probably, it's the national anthem. It's
true.
Not you know, the Hindu anthem. And if it was the Hindu anthem, they've got like 275 gods. So to single out a single one, you would never get all the Hindus to agree.
And my point was that I think it's collectivistic and horrifying, that first line. But it's no different from my pledge allegiance to the flag.
The Supreme Court ruling was issued in response to a petition filed by Shyam Narayan Chowski, 78, who complained, among other things, that the anthem should not be printed on undesirable objects, played in an abridged form, or sung before the people who do not understand it.
So
this right here would be against the law in India if this guy got exactly what he wanted, because it's being played before people who don't understand it.
So this guy, this old person, loves the country so much that he sued the country.
He filed a petition.
Okay.
Demanding the court. Probably slightly different from filing a lawsuit.
But he's petitioning a court, because it was a court who ruled on this.
The Supreme Court of India.
Right. So he petitioned the court to rule and say, we need more nationalism. We are not nationalistic enough.
Yes.
And the court agreed.
Mr. Chowski said in an interview that he had been inspired to file the petition by a time roughly 15 years ago, he found himself to be the only person standing while the national anthem was being played in the cinema. Quote, the people sitting at the back objected and said, "Let us watch the movie." He says, "That hurt me very badly." The ruling comes slightly more than a month after a man in a wheelchair was struck and harassed by fellow theatergoers for not standing while the national anthem was being played in Panaji in the western state of Goa. The man, whose name I will not try to pronounce, has played for India in international wheelchair tennis tournaments, complained to the theater's management. A retelling of the episode was shared widely on social media. He told the Indian Express, "They didn't even bother to look at my condition and turned aggressive.
Wow.
I said, you have no right to touch me, but they wouldn't listen." Decades ago, Indian movie theaters routinely played the national anthem at the end of a movie, but the audience was often filling out by then, and the practice was discontinued.
Sure, that would be seen as disrespectful, to turn one's back on the national anthem and literally walk out of it.
News of Wednesday's ruling inspired sardonic commentary on social media. One person on Twitter recommended that pirated internet torrent should now come with a national anthem file attached. And another wrote that food vendors in cinemas should exclaim, "Bharat Mata Ki Jai," or "Hail Mother India," when serving popcorn. And I have to say, I don't think they are being sarcastic here. There are probably people that think
that's true. Yeah,
this patriotism doesn't go far. We need to make sure that everybody's more patriotic.
Wow, I'm just stunned by this. I guess I shouldn't be, but it's amazing.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing that, Daryl. Was there more you wanted to say on it?
That's the end of the article.
Let's go to Trevor. He's in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just about the next segment that you guys have going on about mandated patriotism that's in India. Real quick, just backstory on myself. I lived for about a year and a half in Adana, Turkey. Whenever I was 20 years old, I lived there for a little bit. And, they kind of had the same thing, where they play the national anthem or they play the call to prayer at certain points in time, during the day. And, it seems to work over there. There's a fine line you got to find before it becomes a violation of individual rights.
If you want to tell me more about it, hang on, Trevor. We'll bring you back here. You can tell us more about your experience in Turkey with mandatory nationalism, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us online anytime you want. Live Sunday edition continuing with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Coming up, economics in one lesson. We got to get caught up, I think, chapter 5 and 6 still, Johnny Ray, if I'm not mistaken.
We can do that, yeah. I think that's best because 5 is just a morsel.
It's a short one. Yeah, we'll get into that here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first. We're talking about...
Also, I wrote an essay about chapter 6.
Excellent. We'll get into that. We've been talking about mandatory patriotism. Based on a court case that Daryl's been telling us about out of India. The case was actually petitioned by some old, you know, nationalist who was...
Shyam Narayan Chowdhury.
Mr. Chowdhury was upset because he had been into the cinema and had noticed that people were not paying the national anthem the respect that he believes that it is due. And so he demanded that the court review the situation, and the court had come out with an order essentially saying that people, the cinemas, need to start playing the national anthem in advance of...
All cinema halls in India shall play the national anthem before the feature film starts, and all present in the hall are obliged to stand up. To show respect to the national anthem.
Or else.
And they cite the Constitution of India. It shall be the duty of every citizen of India to abide by the Constitution and respect its ideals and institutions, the national flag, and the national anthem.
Let's go back to Trevor. He's... Go ahead.
Now, they are going to have further hearing on this in February of next year.
Maybe they will take it even further at that point and mandate
possibly.
It in other places. Trevor's on the line with us. You said you'd spent some time in Turkey, and you said this rings a bell. Sounds very similar to the situation over there.
Yeah, it sounded pretty similar. Not to like the extent of like or else. Like it didn't seem like it was a threat, but it just like seemed like the overall patriotism level there was high. But like my main issue is the lack of patriotism that I've seen in my own country here in the United States. And
now, why is that an issue?
Well, this is just my opinion. I believe that there is, like, we have the First Amendment rights, freedom of speech and all that stuff, but, like, the thing that gets me is whenever is how the fact that burning the American flag is covered by the First Amendment. Like, I don't understand how that is even like a thing, because.
Well. Let me help you understand that. So in America, at least, you should have the right to own your own private property, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If you own your own private property and you want to set your own property ablaze, why should you be prohibited from doing that? If you're doing it on your own property and it's with your property, then why should any government bureaucrat be able to tell you otherwise?
Okay, I can understand that. Let's make clear,
we're not talking about burning someone else's flag. That's a property rights violation.
Yes.
If you're flying the American flag on a flagpole in front of your home and somebody comes up and lights that on fire, that is a crime. They have destroyed your property. It's not a crime because they destroyed the American flag. They destroyed your property in that case. But if you want to raise the American flag or the Jolly Roger or the flag of China or whatever flag you want and set that on fire on your own flagpole or, you know, from a stick or whatever in your own yard or in a public place, as long as you're, you know, keeping the fire under control, then there really shouldn't be an issue there, right?
Correct. Okay. I guess my main issue is, like, I have many, many friends and family that have, like, served in the military, and they serve for anyone from any nation, any religion, any background to come here and live peacefully and freely. You know, and I 100% agree.
The claim is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the claim is that those people were fighting for freedom, correct?
Yes.
Like, and does that not include the freedom to say things that might not be popular?
Yeah.
That includes the freedom to say that I think the president is a horrible person and is doing horrible things to grow the size of government.
Correct.
Now, if John Adams had his way, that would be illegal. You could badmouth the vice president all you want, but saying anything bad about the president was illegal during the Adams administration.
Well, by the way, Johnny Ray is a military veteran, having spent time in the U.S. Marines. Johnny Ray, you know, what are your thoughts as a veteran on the burning of the flag?
Well, I'd say that some of the same reasons that made me want to join the Marine Corps also made me revere the flag. Then, and I got over it somewhat. It still it means something to me, but not like when I was in the Marine Corps, I would often hear from sergeants about how the flag really meant something important to them. And I think maybe that had something to do with the fact that they spent so much time outside of the United States that symbol was, you know, something was their home and it was beautiful to them for that reason. But, be that as it may, that reverence for the flag comes from a reverence for your country, which I have since come to regard as a parasite.
The U.S. government.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think that the reverence of a symbol can make people do things that they otherwise wouldn't do or accept things that they otherwise wouldn't accept, like sticking a bayonet in some other guy who never did anything to them.
Well, I think part of the problem with symbols like the flag is it can mean different things to different people.
Right.
So when we look at it, we might think, oh, that's a symbol of the United States federal government. What an evil thing that is going around the world destroying people's lives and taxing people in the United States by 50 or 70% or whatever. You know, they're hurting peaceful people. They're putting marijuana users in jail. I mean, there's all kinds of bad things associated with the federal government. But someone else might look at that flag and think, ah, that's the symbol of freedom. That is the symbol of the, you know, the freest country in the world. That is the symbol of individualism and love for one's neighbor and the freedom to be able to, you know, do whatever one wants and be an entrepreneur. There may be a lot of thoughts and feelings that are associated with that symbol that can differ widely from viewer to viewer, I think.
And there are a lot of people that they have sort of conflicting thoughts in their own mind about what the flag represents. So, well, one of the things that I thought was absolutely hilarious that I saw on Facebook a couple days ago, it said the same people that think you should be thrown in prison for burning the flag have no problem eating a hot dog off of one or wiping their mouth with it. And it showed this setup of the American flag printed on paper plates and napkins.
Right.
And that's actually technically a violation of the U.S. flag code.
Yeah.
But the people that are America, they don't care that they're violating the flag code because they're just going to America all over America.
Right. I saw a similar meme on Facebook where it showed a guy wiping his butt with the flag, and then below that a panel of a woman wearing a flag, basically bottom of her bikini, saying that it's, these are the same thing.
That was a very nice bottom.
Yeah.
Very nice bottom.
Trevor, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, just a last little thing. Like, I'm one of the people who's conflicted. Like, the time that I spent overseas, like, I missed my country. I missed the United States. The flag was a symbol of freedom. And like you were saying about the U.S. government, I 100% agree with you. Once I came back from being overseas, I was like, you know, the United States is not much different from all those Middle Eastern countries who oppress their own people. You know,
yeah.
We're getting to that point.
Right. The difference is in degrees. I mean, it's not as bad as North Korea here, but it's also not the freest country in the world. So I think that's an important thing to realize. And, you know, people in America, I think they mistakenly conflate the U.S. government with America, and they're not the same thing. You know, America is a land that people, a lot of them, believe in freedom. They believe in individual rights. They believe in these things, but they conflate it wrongfully, in my mind, with the government. The government is not America. The government is a band of marauders, a criminal band that has essentially occupying this territory known as America. They've set up, you know, all these structures called the United States federal government, various different bureaucracies, and they are ruling over the people here with violence. And they are, in my mind, you know, an occupying enemy. I don't think violence is the solution. I think we need to change people's minds and help them understand what the government actually is. It is an agency that is based on coercion and coercive force and is not consensual. And I think that's where the conversation needs to come into. I would not go out and burn the American flag because I don't think it communicates effectively to the people who are observing it. You don't get to have a conversation explaining to them. You know, we don't get to spend 8 minutes here, which was the length of your call so far. We don't have 8 minutes when you're out burning a flag to talk to everybody that drives by or to everybody that, you know, walks by and is offended by what's going on, even though I support that person's right to do it. I fully support one's right to burn a flag. Hey, Trevor, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate your input here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, do we have more on the mandatory nationalism?
Okay. But I do have an update on the Free Ross fundraiser.
Excellent.
They're just under 7,000. The 9,300 was an incorrect total.
We'll get to that coming up. Also, we'll get to your thoughts, plus the libertarian mayor of Johannesburg, South Africa, 855-450-FREE.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.